Thank you.
We're a people kind of band. We really appreciate y'all.
Thanks a lot.
More than you'll ever know.
When did you get into town? Early today or just a while ago?
Last night.
Was it last night?
Yeah. Well, actually, about 3 in the morning.
I know the sun wasn't shining, so probably not today.
So what are you going to do? Well, you're going to play the obviously play your concert tomorrow night. Play the gig. What else are you going to do? You're going to go to the aquarium? Have you heard about the aquarium?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
Hey, we get some free tickets.
We sleep at our free
time. Actually, we're going to.
There you go.
Actually, we're going.
Now you get a live mic there.
Somebody fix that.
We're going to go rehearse after this and write some songs and have fun and get ready to play for y'all tomorrow.
Yeah. Actually, we'd like to have some free tickets to Raccoon Mountain out there with Alpine Slide.
Way we can come to the gig tomorrow, all broke up.
Trust me, he's serious. He wants free tickets.
I don't know, man. I think
he wants a ride, too.
Talk to that man back there with the white hat on that was eating while we were working.
That's Paul.
No,
Abraham,
not that big white hat.
I think that's cool.
There's one lady wanted tickets for a backstage pass.
I think we should give all y'all free tickets.
Yeah.
Anybody got a question they want to ask one of these guys? Somebody surely.
Don't be shy now.
Get up here and ask him. Come up here so everybody can hear you. Okay.
I got a question I'd like to ask Johnny Van Zant in the song Brickyard Road you did, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Little Melody tagged along. I was wondering, where is Little Melody now?
Yeah, well, I've had it asked. People think that's a dog, actually. But that's Ronnie's youngest daughter, Melody. And actually, the whole song kind of came about, I don't know exactly when actually me and my brother Donnie and a couple friends of ours wrote it together in Nashville a few years back.
Melody was living her life in Florida where she was born.
Yeah, she's doing great, Dave. But the song's actually about the last day that me and Donnie and Ronnie spent together, right before he passed away. So that's a great song. I love it.
Yeah, me too. It's great.
Thank you very much.
It's Chattanooga's Rock, KZ106, bringing you Skynyrd Unplugged. Man, it's a pleasure to have you guys here. Johnny, what a talented singing family you got there. I mean, all you guys are singers, big, major rock and roll bands. How'd that all get going for you?
It was that or jail, I mean.
they were in jail, but we were
in jail, but they bailed us out. I don't know.
You have no idea the truth.
I don't know. You know, my father was a truck driver. My mother was a housewife, and I guess they just made great love. And they had harmony while they were having fun.
This new stuff, The Last Rebel, you're really proud of the works, and man, it all sounds really kind of classic already. The melodies, when I heard it the first time, it sounded like, man, I've heard this before. I think you got lasting power with it.
Right.
The album stands on its own compared to anything in the past, and it's great stuff. Thank what about you, the future? You guys, obviously, you're staying in shape. You're looking good. What's going on?
Yeah, we've been working out.
Wait a minute. Is this TV or radio? I thought this was radio. Is this live TV?
Working out over that dinner table.
You can't say FHIT.
No, but we appreciate that. We want to keep making records as long as people like you folks here showed up today and people show up at the concert, man. We'll be there.
What are you doing when you're not playing? Then obviously you're playing all the time. What are you doing when you're hanging and got some spare time?
Fishing. We all got kids and stuff.
Mowing lawns.
Yeah.
Where's everybody living now?
Florida. Most of us are all living in Florida. Custer lives out in California. Ed just bought a house down in Orlando.
And all you guys Wyoming. Grew up together.
And he lives. He's got a house in Wyoming.
So. All you guys grew up together?
No.
Sure, we live in the same room.
Hey.
That's why we're
Gary,
so rowdy.
Gary and Ronnie used to take Johnny fishing when Johnny was younger, and they almost didn't want to let him go because Gary and Ronnie cussed. They didn't want Johnny to hear any bad.
Yeah. Look what happened, folks. I mean, yeah.
Did it rub off much? A little something?
not too much, no. Shut right.
We usually just throw him in a cage and feed him raw meat all day. We let him out for stuff like this.
What does that mean? Anybody else got a question for him?
You guys are really shy, man.
Well, let me ask y'all something. What do you work, man? What's your annual income?
No. We're the Three Stooges. You have to have fun at this.
That's the nickname you got. That's what your roadie guy's telling us. Three Stooges.
Three Stooges, yeah.
Yeah.
Here comes a young lady.
You clean up nicely, man.
Well, we were done with the question.
What's your name? You're on KZ106. You're talking to the guys from Lynyrd Skynyrd.
My name is Lori Green, and I was wondering,
Rory,
any of you, all of you, how do y'all How do you feel having all this power over all these people?
Actually, our lives are in your hands, too, to be honest. That's why I was going, go get that last Rebel album, yeah?
It's not power, it's just we're God blessed with a gift, so we want to share it, and it just makes our hearts soar like our eagles when we see y'all clapping, like the songs and sing the lyrics.
We can't have a band without y'all.
Yeah.
They're just songs, and we know how to play, and y'all know how to do other things. And
we're as grateful to you as liking us as...
We like y'all more than y'all like us.
On a lighter note.
Yeah. It's just y'all pay us more than we pay y'all.
Now if you can just keep your wives happy.
Oh, yeah, right.
Man, you really, there isn't a big adrenaline rush when you do stuff like this, especially when you get up in front of all those people tomorrow night at UTC. It's got to feel good.
I'm sure it's
when
the best
you're away
drug.
From the road, you got to miss that a little bit, don't you?
No.
It's the morning after you don't miss.
No, we're always on the road, man. We've been on the road 20 years and... We hope the road never ends, but we get breaks.
You do. I mean, I do. I know that. Like after about 10 days at home, going, wow, you know, it'd be kind of cool to play a gig.
Yeah. So anyway, what he did, he invited 20,000 people over to the house.
Barbecue. Well,
cured him of that idea.
And so this is our day off, and this is what we're doing.
So. Take a look at this cross-section of Chattanooga. Pretty good-looking crowd.
Yeah, it is.
Day off. Would you believe one day off we have? Hey, you talk about rock stars got it made, right? They booked us in Tyler, Texas. Day off, Knoxville, Knoxville, Tennessee. Yeah. Thanks for the day off.
Stars in the sky.
On the back of a bus going like this. Oh, shit. Can't hit the wall. Oh, man, I got it made, yeah.
This case
he's funny, ain't he? What?
Do you want tomorrow?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I do. I got two of them on my fantasy league, or maybe one of Walt Weiss. Florida Marlins? Yeah. Walt Weiss on my fantasy.
You're doing pretty good, man, for a new team.
You guys all baseball fans.
And Jeff Conine.
Yeah, we got a lot of friends. Will Clark and a lot of people come see
Will
us.
Will Clark's a good... Hey,
did we sing the anthem in any of the ball games?
No, we don't know the words.
Scott, you
terrible
sang
play.
The anthem at a recent baseball
There's theory. Only two anthems. What do you mean, which one?
Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, that's what...
No, it wasn't. You're right, there are three.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And give yourselves a hand for being here. We're glad you're here, too.
Yeah, thanks a lot for coming out.
This is a little bit, play a real heritage type. This is a song y'all appreciate.